local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcoming you to a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Good Friday. Hope it's been a good week and you've got great weekend plans for you. We'll get a check of the roads and weather coming up in a couple of minutes from now. But if you have not heard the news, if you're perhaps just getting off work or working your way to I-10, if you can at all avoid I-10 between Nine Mile Road and Highway 29. A significant accident last hour involving two semis has both ways completely closed off. So very heavy slowdowns here this hour that we'll probably have for the duration of this hour, if not next. It's going to be quite a mess to clean up there. So that's how we start off hour number two on a Friday. Joe and Austin with you. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we start with today's top three stories, a couple of updates from Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore in Maryland says recovery of the missing construction workers is still the top priority at the site of the bridge collapse.
We need to clear the channel and open the vessel traffic to the port because the health of the Maryland economy and the national economy depend on it.
Speaking today, Moore said that the situation remains complex as crews are working to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open as well. President Biden will be in Baltimore next week to assess the situation. Here's Lisa Taylor.
Biden told reporters Friday he'll meet with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. A massive cleanup effort is currently underway to clear debris and reopen the port of Baltimore. There are about 4,000 tons of debris that needs to be cleared from the bow of the ship that crashed into the bridge earlier this week. Biden said the federal government is moving heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you, Lisa. And the World Court is telling Israel to avoid famine in Gaza. The judges at the International Court of Justice, rather, released an order saying the court observes that Palestinians in Gaza are no longer facing only a risk of famine, but that famine is setting in. They call for Israel to take all necessary and effective action to ensure basic food supplies reach Palestinians in Gaza. Austin, of course, I-10, the big story here locally today.
Yes, and we will get right on that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Yes, Joe, I-10 has been the talk of the town, and for all the wrong reasons. If you are traveling either east or west, there was a pretty dicey collision. It appeared to be between two semis. Also, there was an overturned car near the median, I believe, that's causing still heavy backups at this time. So if you're traveling or intended on traveling eastbound on I-10, you're going to be backed up to Nine Mile Road. And if you're traveling westbound, you're basically going to be backed up to I-110 north. So very heavy backups going both ways. And it appears that some runoff of the redirection is causing some backups on 9 Mile. If you are traveling eastbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Forest, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. That's about where the congestion reaches once again, so just be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, if you're trying to travel southbound and get onto I-10 West, we've got some backups over there as well, as we so often see at this hour. And outside of that, the last area of note is Navarre Parkway, particularly if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
All right. Thank you. Here's Alan with the weekend forecast.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. This weekend, we're going to see some sunshine and a little bit of cloud cover at times. Looks pretty nice, though, with high temperatures up in the 70s, mainly mid to upper 70s. Look out for a little bit of foggy weather to develop Saturday night heading into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:16 as we switch gears now and look at local headlines that are happening. A couple of big meetings happening on Monday in Santa Rosa County where they will discuss impact fees as well as potential increase in the local option sales tax. Commissioners are looking at how to fund transportation infrastructure. Those are the two options in front of them. Commissioner Sam Parker says he prefers the local option sales tax option.
The beautiful thing about that is if you're going to have a tax, the tourists help pay for about a third of that. You know, and it's fair, it's spread out through people that are coming through. It doesn't target, like I say, those property owners and those business owners.
With Channel 3 there, the impact fee public hearing will be 8:30 Monday morning. The local option sales tax increase public hearing will be at 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Of course, there's a lot of trouble on I-10 right now. Over in Santa Rosa County on Monday, starting Monday, drivers on I-10 in Santa Rosa County will likely experience some delays for at least a couple of days. Starting Monday night, 8 o'clock, the inside lane of I-10 westbound will be closed from the Ward Basin Road on-ramp at Exit 28 to the east end of the Blackwater River Bridge. The inside lane is expected to reopen to traffic by 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. It's part of FDOT's resurfacing project on the Blackwater River Bridge that's costing $3.1 million. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they've shut down another drug house. Deputies in the SWAT team served search warrants at a home earlier this week on Sturbridge Place. They say fentanyl, meth, MDMA, and two handguns were found. 37-year-old Michael Watts was arrested and is charged with drug trafficking, and the sheriff's office says that the drug house is now closed. So good work out of those deputies there. We'll take a break, coming back with a look at our state and national headlines next. Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All of those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and live music every Tuesday night at 7.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to Mountain, Mississippi.
This week, the Victrolas bring the feel of Texas dance halls, Bakersfield honky-tonks, and the strains of the Louisiana hayride. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
I work, he works hard. Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones. At the end
of the day,
I take home my
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. The main problem is a bit more of the same. We had that nasty accident on I-10, and it's still causing heavy backups. If you're traveling eastbound, it's going to have you backed up to 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound, it's going to have you backed up to I-110 North. Some of the runoff that we're dealing with those problems are going to be seen on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got some backups there, as we so often do at this hour. Outside of that, there may be a little bit of congestion still if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 or northbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of Gulf Breeze High School.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s. Overall, a pretty nice-looking weekend. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s around the area. We'll probably see a mix of sun and clouds, so at times a little sunny, and at times there may be some cloud cover. And also Saturday night heading into Easter morning, there is a chance for some fog to develop. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Former President Trump's holding a fundraiser in Palm Beach next Saturday. It'll be hosted by a hedge fund founder. President Biden brought in $26 million in his star-studded Radio City Music Hall fundraiser yesterday. Trump is expecting to raise $33 million at the upcoming events.
And Florida has reported 203 cases of the ancient disease leprosy since 2013. The concern is that the infectious disease that affects the nerves and skin has become endemic or regularly occurring.
The armadillos that came in contact with that area became infected and then spread back to Texas, all over Louisiana, and had already crossed all the way across the southern states into Florida.
Dr. Eileen Marty says that 95% of the population has a natural immunity to leprosy, but older, immunocompromised people are more susceptible.
An Orlando official is facing criminal charges. The FDLE yesterday announced the arrest of District 5 City Commissioner Regina Hill. The 58-year-old Democrat is facing 7 felony counts and could get a life sentence. The charges include exploitation of the elderly, fraudulent use of personal identification, and mortgage fraud. She allegedly took advantage of a 96-year-old constituent living in deplorable conditions. The FDLE says Hill helped clean up the woman's home and connected her with resources, but in just over a month, Hill assumed power of attorney and financially exploited the woman for 3 years.
And a federal judge is working as quickly as possible to figure out a ruling regarding a Florida law that restricts the use of pronouns in schools. Arguments were presented in court earlier today in connection to a lawsuit filed by a transgender Hillsborough County teacher and a non-binary educator who was fired by Florida Virtual School last year. They are trying to block the legislation that prevents school employees from using a pronoun that they were not assigned at birth. The judge says he has other trials scheduled for the next month, but will do his best to swiftly get out a decision.
President Biden today says he'll never stop working to free Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The American journalist was arrested in Russia a year ago today on espionage charges, which U.S. officials say are baseless. Biden says Gershkovich risked his safety to shine the light of truth on Russia's brutal aggression against Ukraine.
And former Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman is being laid to rest after funeral services today in his hometown of Stamford. He died Wednesday at the age of 82 in New York City due to complications from a fall. An additional memorial service will be held at a later date.
The Social Security Administration is implementing a new rule that will increase monthly payouts for certain Americans. Beginning in September, the SSA won't include informal food assistance when calculating monthly payouts. This means applicants who have received food assistance from friends or family won't have their payments reduced.
And a Pennsylvania man who allegedly killed his neighbor with a chainsaw while wearing a scream mask is being charged with criminal homicide. Layton Borough Police said that they arrested 30-year-old Zach Moyer after Monday's attack and took him into custody without incident. Moyer is accused of attacking his 59-year-old neighbor with a knife and a chainsaw while wearing a mask and a black costume, like in the movie Scream. He then allegedly returned home and watched a movie until police arrived.
Looking with a couple minutes left, a brief update of what's happening in the sports world tonight. So we do have the second half of Sweet 16 action getting started at the top of the hour. 11-seed NC State and Marquette starting off on CBS. They'll be followed by Gonzaga and Purdue at 6:39. That'll be on TBS and True TV. The nightcap features Duke and Houston at 8:39, followed by Creighton and Tennessee just after 9 o'clock tip time. Women's Sweet 16 started today. Notre Dame and Oregon State. It was a 70-65 win for Oregon State. Also, we have in action right now Indiana taking on South Carolina. We got NC State Stanford at 6:30, Gonzaga Texas, and those games are on ESPN. Do we have a score on the South Carolina game?
Yes, South Carolina just missed a free throw, but they are still up 65-50 on Indiana with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
All right. Major League Baseball, the Braves put a hurting on the Phillies in their season opener today. Was it 9-2?
Let's see here. Yes, it was. No, wait, 9-3.
9-3, okay.
So it wasn't nearly as bad as we thought.
Yeah. 30 minutes from now on MLB Network, the Rays host the Blue Jays, and the Marlins are taking on the Pirates at 6:10. The Saints say they're moving their training camp this year to UC Irvine due to cafeteria renovation. This comes after the franchise received an F on its NFLPA report card with the food cafeteria category. Saints president Dennis Lauscha says that the grade did not play a role in the project.
That's a lie. Let's be real.
That's a lie. Or even if it is true, why not just extend goodwill to the players and future players by saying, hey, the players spoke and we listen to our players.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it seems mighty convenient that they're doing these renovations right after the F on the report card.
Yeah. 5:30, we'll take a break there. Our check-in with Tanner Stewart is coming up after the Fox News updates.
I'm John Saucier. The cleanup efforts have begun in the port of Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge this week. Maryland Governor Wes Moore telling reporters about the monumental task of removing bridge parts off of the crashed cargo ship.
That weight is somewhere between 3 and 4,000 tons. So our team needs to cut that truss into sections in a safe, in a responsible, and in an efficient way before it can lift those pieces out of the water.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers assisting in the cleanup efforts. They say it's too early to know the cleanup timeline. Experts are assessing the safety of the wreckage. Today marks a year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia, charged with espionage before being thrown in jail. And the Vatican says Pope Francis skipping the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum in order to protect his health ahead of Easter. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. As the weather and home buying season heat up in the Sun Belt, houses are getting cheaper. New data from real estate brokerage firm Zillow says nearly a third of home sellers in the region cut prices last month. Zillow says there are two major factors at play: homeowners struggling to price their homes effectively, and a surge in new listings. The lower prices will help buyers a bit at a time when houses are as unaffordable as ever for average Americans. Federal auto safety regulators are investigating complaints. More than 500,000 Ford pickup trucks can abruptly downshift to a lower gear and increase the risk of a crash. Documents posted online today say a probe covers F-150s from the 2014 model year. The complaints allege the trucks can suddenly downshift without warning, often locking up the rear wheels in the process. The agency is also investigating if these trucks should have been included in previous recalls. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Last night in the Sweet 16, we saw Alabama, Clemson, UConn, and Illinois all advance the Elite Eight. With four more tickets still to punch tonight, I like Marquette to end NC State's spectacular run. I'll take the big fella Zach Edey of Purdue to defeat Gonzaga, and I'll roll with Duke and Creighton to just slightly edge out victories against Houston and Tennessee. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on outside of the obvious. On I-10, we've got heavy traffic going both ways still because of an incident reported in the last hour. If you're traveling eastbound, it's going to have you backed up past 9 Mile Road. Traveling westbound, it's going to have you backed up to I-110 north. Still very backed up going both ways there. Have some backups on 9 Mile Road as runoff of this accident, particularly if you're traveling east towards Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our forecast, here's Alan.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. This weekend, we're going to see some sunshine and a little bit of cloud cover at times. Looks pretty nice, though, with high temperatures up in the 70s, mainly mid to upper 70s. Look out for a little bit of foggy weather to develop Saturday night heading into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. We'll go to the phones. First time in a couple of weeks we've gotten to check in with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, how are you, sir? Happy Easter weekend.
That's right, Joe. Good Friday. I'm doing well. No pun intended there. It's a nice Friday and it's Good Friday. Yeah. Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good. We've enjoyed the cloudless skies. We've had the Blue Angels practicing a couple of times here this week. They're back home. So, yeah, picture perfect, picturesque week here in the Panhandle. So I'm not going to complain about that at all.
The best string of days we've seen all year, Joe. I know it's early, but it's nice and welcome home blues.
Absolutely. Let's ask you about this a kayaker here. It was down the road a bit in Walton Beach, but I know you guys talked to it's Walton County, but I know you guys covered this. We had the Coast Guard from Mobile over there doing their thing, and I am not a mariner. I've been on a kayak a couple of times. I have not gone out into the Gulf in a kayak. I'm not sure if you have. We actually have a guy, now that I'm thinking about it, on Sunday we have a guy, a local veteran, who is going to be sailing to the Keys to raise money for veterans. So I'm not sure how your level of expertise is with kayaking in the Gulf, but my understanding is this gentleman did not have a cell phone, didn't have a life preserver either, and was out there for about, what, 10 hours? Is that right?
Yeah, just shy of 10 hours, it sounds like, Joe. And, we know Chris Smelly is a former athlete, is a football coach, very athletic guy. But the number one rule, you know, if you go out in that water, you're supposed to take a life jacket with you, just to have that extra layer of protection. Even if you don't have it on, it's good to have it with you. And, concerning. You know, anytime somebody goes out in the Gulf, Joe, it seems like we're constantly watching those things because it seems that it does happen. It's a big area out there, and it's popular. It does happen. And I have to say, it almost seems rare that we get to tell the good side of this story He is safe. 10 hours out in the Gulf, I mean, you think about the possibilities. It's so concerning. And I've actually been in touch over the last few weeks with family members of this upcoming kayaker that's about to go down to the Keys for a good cause too. And I tell you, you know, he has planned that for months, and an experienced sailor, and that should be exciting. But you know, of course, with this coming right before that, you have to think about that and the risks that are with that. But yeah, I mean, I think the biggest part for me on this story, Joe, is that he was found safe. And I just think It's unfortunate that it's rare we get to tell the good side of this story, but glad he's home safe.
Absolutely. Yesterday, you specifically had in studio a group of filmmakers, some local filmmakers that are in the area that are shooting for a streaming series. Fray 7 is the name. So just talk a little bit about that and your conversation that you had with them.
Yeah, we talked with Eric Baker. He is he's the local aspect of the production staff there, and Eric's worked on a number of projects big and far from Los Angeles here locally, and he brought some guys with him. Kevin Wayne's going to be directing. Jesse Cove, the star. Jesse is in a family of entertainers, and it sounds like a cool project. There's no release date on it yet, but it's based on a hit series. It was a hit novel. It was a number one bestseller on Amazon. Should be a cool thing. They did the first scene, first day, was jumping off a roof of the Studer building. At least that's what the scene was. I'm not sure if anybody actually jumped off the roof or if it was someone getting thrown off the roof, but that's the gist of the opening scene of this pilot. So if that gives you any idea of how much action's going to go into this, and I know these guys have worked hard for this. Eric talked about been writing this screenplay for 5 years. Hmm. And we really sat down yesterday, and I wanted to know about, you know, as viewers, we're kind of in a different medium, if you will. I don't know what goes into these films and that kind of thing. And it's not so much of a 6-hour deadline like we have a lot of times in news. I mean, these things take years and years and years. And this book was written, I think, 5 years ago, if not longer than that. And just to see stuff like that come to fruition is big, especially for the economy, Joe. I think they said they have 60 people, at least 60 crew members here. And you know, you think about lodging and food and all of those things, and should be a good thing. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it maybe impact the film industry even bigger here in Pensacola. It's already big. We've got some great crew. We've got Calliope Films, which does a number of things locally and all over the country. And hey, maybe we'll just get a big hit here one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanner, I wanted to ask you. Especially in light of the news that we were significantly late on with you having twins or going to be having twins, I make it a habit now of checking your Facebook page just to make sure that I'm caught up
in
everything happening in your life. I noticed that you may have, or somebody with your name may have run afoul of the law, which maybe have gotten you entangled, or what happened there?
So, okay, it's been a year since this all happened, and it was an early morning. I wasn't sleeping in because I had a child at the time, and you know what that's like. That human alarm clock goes off for the rest of my life. I haven't slept past 9 o'clock since then, and it was early, I think 7 o'clock in the morning. My wife comes in, she says, the sheriff's office is here. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't think I've done anything, but let's see what's going on. And I was served a subpoena to serve as on a jury trial as a witness to someone who had claimed, or I'm sorry, Tanner Stewart had claimed that someone was poaching on their land. And I thought, wow, finally it's come to, I've got 1,000 acres that I never knew about. Hmm. Well, I had to do some digging on my own because it even stumped the sheriff's office. And I have to say, they did a great job, but they just got the name mixed up. And there happens to be another Tanner Stewart in Escambia County. I hope he's listening, or at least someone that knows him, because several of his connections reached out to me after. And we had a great laugh about it. But long story short, there's another Tanner Stewart in town, and he's got a lot more land than I do. And somebody was hunting on it. And as it turns out, justice was served.
All right, very good there. We'll get more with Tanner coming up right after a busy traffic afternoon, right, Austin?
Yes, let's see. Looking at I-10, because that's been the talk of the town recently. If you are traveling, this is eastbound on I-10 towards Pensacola Boulevard, you're going to be backed up past 9 Mile Road. And if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be dealing with some backups almost touching I-110 North. So still very heavily backed up there. And we have some runoff from this congestion if you're traveling eastbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Forest. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much to going to hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s. Overall, a pretty nice looking weekend. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s around the area. We'll probably see a mix of sun and clouds, so at times a little sunny and at times there may be some cloud cover. And also Saturday night heading into Easter morning, there is a chance for some fog to develop. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 5:46, we're chatting with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, I am dead serious about this proposition that I'm about to make to you.
I'm nervous now, but go ahead.
We both leave the wives at home with our daughters. You and me. Opening night, IMAX, Blue Angels.
Oh, well, okay, listen, I'm in on that, but I'm not sure you're going to keep my wife from going to that, okay? Lifelong Blue Angels fan. I've said this since I got here. The Blue Angels are like the New York Yankees to Pensacola, Joe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think we're going to be hard-pressed to get tickets. I mean, to me, it seems like one of those Star Wars premieres. You're going to have people camping out the night before. To my knowledge, and I don't know this for sure, but I've been told it's just like a one-weekend thing that's happening in theaters across the country. And I don't know if they've even announced our AMC IMAX has it yet, but I am looking constantly. Yes, I'm in. Don't be surprised to turn around and see my wife there in the seat behind
me. It is... I check the AMC app every day. I have my notification on for it. It is in the coming soon section, but the tickets are not available yet. But, yes, we will.
Look, I got the hat, and that's about as much pull as I have with the Blue Angels. So your guess is as good as mine on how we could get tickets without getting there a couple days early. But, hey, that's an idea, too. Maybe we do one of those rooftop sleepovers and just rappel down and get the tickets first.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Why
not? Tanner, how's the bracket looking?
I was waiting for that. So, I'll tell you, I had Kentucky and Auburn in the Final Four.
Mm.
And my wife, again, lifelong Crimson Tide fan, I think maybe the only person in the country, or at least the only person I know, that has the Tide still in it. And I won't say how far she has them going in the event of a jinx, but she is doing mighty well now, I've been told, in the top 100,000 in the nation. And I don't think this is ratting her out too much, Joe. She doesn't know a thing about college basketball, and I think those are the ones that do the best in the bracket. I'll say this, okay? I'm not even looking at the bracket anymore because I'm totally out. But I'm going to go NC State over Marquette tonight.
All right.
Yep, and I think Clemson's had a good run. But I was surprised to see Alabama come back on Carolina last night. I kind of had Carolina as the favorite. I still have Carolina winning it. Well, they're out now. But
yeah,
Bama-Clemson may be a good matchup. I'm going to go NC State over Marquette. I think that's going to be the end of the road for NC State after this, maybe into the Elite Eight. A winner? A clear favorite still looks like UConn, though, right?
Yeah, I would say UConn. I think Illinois has looked really, really solid, too. But, yeah, I think give me tonight, and I'll let you know who I think. But, yeah, UConn appears to be a cut above everybody else right now. I had them winning. I have three of my four Final Four still alive, but yeah, I went with UConn as my champion. So we'll see. A lot will hinge on tonight, though.
You're a lucky dog, Joe.
All right. Well, Tanner, we'll let you go on that. You have a good Easter, and I will follow up with you once we get the Blue Angel. Look, as soon as I see it open, I'm just going to buy four tickets, and then we'll work on the details of babysitters and all that after the fact. All right.
Sounds good, Joe. I want to end on this really quick.
All right.
You know, there was another name in town this week, and I can't say who right now, but I just got off the phone with them and have a very, very special report to be going up on my social media probably within the next day or two, if not by tonight. So big phone conversation coming out, and keep an eye out for that.
This is this personal or business related?
No, not personal at all, Joe. It's
there
was a guest in town. If you do your digging, you can maybe find out who it was. And look out on my Facebook page. We'll have it up very soon.
Okay. That's what we call a tease right there. All right, Tanner, you have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend, Joe. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Tanner Stewart joining us. Appreciate his time as always. Good conversation, fun there. Quick break, back with Wacky Stories and Good News next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good conversation today about the proposed and rejected 90-foot cell tower to go over near the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue. We also talked extensively about the lawsuit from the Department of Justice against Apple for monopolistic practices and controlling technology so that it doesn't work well with other platforms, and whether that's a good lawsuit or not. And discuss Santa Rosa County on The Wrap with Rhett Rawl and Ed Carson. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Joe, do you want the good news first or the bad news first?
Bad news.
All righty. The bad news is if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 coming from 9 Mile Road, that congestion has only seemed to worsen. It is backed up well past 9 Mile Road. But the good news is if you are traveling westbound on I-10, you would have normally been backed up to I-110 North, but now you're just backed up to North Palafox Street. So that congestion is lessening if you're traveling westward. Outside of that, though, the only spots where we're going to have any severe issues is if you're traveling eastbound on 9 Mile, likely runoff from this I-10 accident. That's going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. This weekend, we're going to see some sunshine and a little bit of cloud cover at times. Looks pretty nice, though, with high temperatures up in the 70s, mainly mid to upper 70s. Look out for a little bit of foggy weather to develop Saturday night heading into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, appreciate it, Alan. 5:55 here, a recap of our top three stories today. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers is still the top priority at the Baltimore Bridge collapse site. They have now started working to clear the harbor with the largest crane on the East Coast now there. Next week, President Biden will be visiting the site. And the World Court, International Court of Justice, is telling Israel to avoid famine in Gaza, saying that Gaza and Palestinians are no longer facing only a risk of famine, but the famine is settling in. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today, actor Louis Gossett Jr. died at the age of 87. His family confirmed that today. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter is out. Of Of course, we've talked about this in the past. Not a country album, though, according to Beyonce. It's a Beyonce album. She has country songs, yes, but also features pop stars Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, and even a cover of the Beatles' Blackbird there. It is Easter, of course. And a reminder, if you're looking for a family-friendly egg hunt to go to, well, why not the largest egg hunt in Pensacola with over 50,000 eggs? That's at Wahoo Stadium tomorrow. The Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church are hosting Eggawahooza. Pre-K and children with special needs go at 11, kids first through seventh grade at noon. 12 years they've been doing this, a lot of fun there. And Austin will be there as well, so go for Austin and stick around for the egg hunt.
No pictures, unless it's with the cat, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Wacky stories. This past Sunday in Paris, about 200 servers competed in the Course des Cafés. It's a newly revived version of a century-old race. Waiters and waitresses race over a mile wearing their traditional crisp white shirts, black pants, aprons, and in some cases bow ties, each carrying a tray loaded with a croissant, a full water glass, and empty coffee cup. Whoever crosses the finish line first without running, spilling, or carrying the tray with two hands is the winner. The men's winner finished in 13 minutes, 30 seconds, while the women's champ was 14:12.
And a 37-year-old man in North Carolina named Christopher Miglino was arrested Wednesday after he refused to leave the scene of a fire. But he started out a hero. He showed up before the fire department and whipped out a garden hose and tried battling the fire. But when the actual firefighter showed up, they repeatedly asked him to leave, and he just didn't. It sounds like he was basically saying, "It's cool, guys. I've got it." It wasn't just that. He was wearing some kind of fire department of New York fire gear in North Carolina somehow. And he was also getting in the way of the firefighters doing their job. He was hit with three charges.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's let the pros be pros.
As you said, you made the reference to the quote last hour. You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain.
That's exactly
and
what
he did. The latter.
Looking at some good news. Not so good news was both of my baseball teams. The Chicago teams lost yesterday. Your Cleveland Guardians beat the soon to be former Oakland A's.
Yes, they did, and I've got a Cleveland Guardians hat on the way.
Oh, very good.
I know.
So opening day's in the books, but a pitcher who's not even on a major league roster is making headlines. You may have heard of him, Pirates prospect Paul Skeens. He is a former LSU Tiger and was the number one overall pick in last year's draft. He says that he is donating $100 to the Gary Sinise Foundation for every strikeout he records this year. I guess in terms of the strikeout count, hopefully he sticks around in the minors because he could probably rack them up a little bit easier.
Yeah,
he had 209 last year at LSU, so of course that would be over $20,000. So hopefully he gets close to that this year. But he's got some good stuff. He's a 100-mile-an-hour plus fastball, and of course he's dating Libby Dunn there, so that's got to count for something.
Winning
too.
On and off the field. Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now. We're back for another full rundown on a Good Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now.